Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. We are beyond excited to have Orca Life's MVP on the podcast today. Nick is a force to be reckoned with, bringing a level of commitment and grit that most can only aspire to. Recently recognized as Orca Life's number one agent of 2024, Nick achieved an incredible 260,222 in personal issued and paid business. Woo! Yep. He also earned the prestigious Mr. Orca Life in 2024 award, one of the most sought after and honors of Orca Life in the company. Beyond business, we've had the privilege of building a great friendship with Nick and his family, which is truly special. And right now, he has taken on 75 hard and just completed his first 5K, where he actually beat out Mr. David Curry. Woo, woo.
That's ridiculous.
Proving once again that he is always pushing himself to new heights. I can't wait to dive into this conversation today. And welcome, Nick, to the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me. I mean, it's an honor, and honestly been loving what you guys have been doing and just listen to them every Friday. And it's just a privilege to be on this with you guys.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything except a little bit of that jab I just got, you know? I mean, what Nick hasn't told, and this is only me and him know this, and he can own it or he can't, but I got him to that finish line. You know, if it wasn't for me, those first 3 miles would look nothing like those 3 miles ended up being, because I was right there by your side, bro.
Well, absolutely, man. I wouldn't be able to have finished that if it wasn't for you, because in the back of my mind, you were pushing me and I just wanted to stop and walk. And I heard you say many a times, David, if you want to go fast, you go alone, but if you want to go far, you go with someone. And even in that moment, I took that, the words that you said, and helped me push through the whole entire thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate a little bit of the accolade. Make it feel good. It was fun, though. It was fun. I see our medal back there behind you, along with some of those other ones that you got from Orca Life. So, no, Nick is definitely a very worthy guest to have on our show. We're excited that you're here, man. And I know the value that you can bring our audience is going to be big. So appreciate you tuning in, as you said. And that's what we're here to do. So I'm excited for the value that we can bring together today to the show. With that, Nick, and as our listeners know, we kind of theme these calls, these shows around a quote, and we kind of unpack that. We've been giving lately the honor of that quote to the guest on the show. So when we asked you if you had something that you went back to, kind of like what you just said there, the quote that you brought to us that we're going to talk about today is that there are people less qualified than you doing things you want to do because they believe in themselves and take action. And it looks like that quote came to us or came to light from Denzel Washington. Nick, I've heard some stories, so we're going to see if those align with what you say today, about that quote and what that quote meant to you. But when we asked you something that resonated, you want to speak about, why did that come to mind, and what has that meant to you over the years, I guess?
Well, it's crazy how powerful words can mean, you know, and something as simple as that, it really helped me face that man in the mirror that I was constantly running away from. And I asked myself, are you living your dreams or are you living your fears? And it really helped me believe in myself, because that's what where it truly starts, right? You know, I spent a lot of my life hoping one of my brothers or one of my friends made something of themselves and just took me along with them. And you slowly realize that there's going to be no one there to do it for you. So you have to be willing to lose so you can gain. And that quote really helped me knowing, hey, look, there's people out there that are less qualified than you that are doing things that you want to do simply because they believe in themselves. So I started believing in myself. Honestly, I think I had my wife believed in me more than I believed in myself, which having that support from someone really helped push me to do what I wanted to do.
Absolutely. And honestly, I've had the privilege of meeting Lexi, your wife, and she is hands down your biggest cheerleader. I mean, and I know her through, for those of you that don't know, our daughters dance together, competitive dance. And so I see her probably more than I actually see Nick. And she is hands down Nick's biggest cheerleader. And it's really awesome to see because we've got to see you grow throughout the business and see your daughters grow. And so that's been something special, no doubt. No doubt at all. So let me ask you this. So I know a few years ago, you were doing well. How long ago were you in the business the first time?
I started back in November of 2017.
Okay. And how long were you in at that point? Like a year?
No, like 4 months.
Oh, 4 months. All right. So season of life, and I talk about that a lot, seasons of life and how you kind of have to change and you have to figure out what's going on in that season and you have to adapt. So you left and then you came back. What had you learned from leaving and coming back?
The difference between winning and losing is quitting, right? And I've made so many excuses for the reason why I left. And I blamed it on my, you know, personal life. My mother was going through cancer. Lexi was struggling with the kids. But it really boiled down to me not truly believing in myself. So I realized inside that time frame, which about 3 years later is when I came home from work, working 12 hours a day, to see that quote on the chalkboard in our kitchen. And I was just staring at it. And Lexi came up to me. She was like, you know, I put that on the board for you. The reason why, because you're meant for more. You're meant to go back to Orca. I mean, there's so many different signs, but you're the only one that's in your way. And truly took that in and realized I've been living in my fear and not my dream. So I made a commitment to myself and my family to get back into it because I knew I could do it. Because I seen Kevin, I seen David, I seen Lindsay doing all these things and I wanted to be a part of it. So I didn't want to be left on the sideline. But I made a commitment to be all in. And I think the reason why I left the first time is I let all the negativity and all the self-doubt sink in that overtook it, took my thoughts, and didn't really serve me in the way it should have. So when I came back, I was fully committed, fully bought in. I told Lexi, you're not working because this will not work if you are. And that was a huge commitment. Now it's on me.
Well, and for those of you that don't know, when you were here the first time and worked those 4 months, you were doing exceptionally well. I mean, we didn't know that, you know, as far as struggling, you know, mentally, as far as the, hey, believing in yourself, because your numbers proved otherwise. Like, hey, I believed in myself. And so just for listeners to know, it wasn't that, hey, you know, I was struggling really bad, but it was just really that belief in action that you talked about.
Yeah. And I mean, that was hard for us to get, right? Because we've seen hundreds of people leave the business but most of them weren't doing well, right? And most of them lead up to that. And like you said, you were here for 4 months And really, you were doing great. You were succeeding. We know the travel life and the things that weigh on us at home is very heavy and tough, but it also, we have looked at our business as that avenue, right? The avenue to getting more. Kind of, I think, what to me, what this quote means, and that is, that speaks to someone that knows they are worth more than what they're getting. And that is it, right? Like, people less qualified. I've spoke to this on our show about how I was in the golf business and in the golf shop, and I'm looking at these people playing golf and making a great living for their family. And I'm thinking, I'm better than that dude. Like, I deserve more than that dude. And it is the action, you know, it is that there's a fence, there's a leap that you have to take. And, you know, it's great that you made that leap and you kind of saw it, and then you stepped back and then you got back in that place, right? Like, I'm worth more than what I'm getting right now, you know, because I think you were cleaning carpets and, like you said, working probably 60, 70 hours a week. And, you know, people that are always scared of the travel in our business were like, well, what are you doing? And this was me. Well, you spending 60 hours a week, 15 minutes from your home, but you're never home, and your kids are always in bed when you get back or before you leave. And we're just glad you came back, man. We're just glad that you had, I guess we should thank Lexi for that, you know, because now, how long have you been back with us?
It'll be 5 years in October.
5 years. And, you know, really a top producer. I mean, oh, very successful, high levels of success from day one. But really the last couple years, you have, you know, achieved the pinnacle of our business. You know, you have consistently produced and submitted $300,000+ in final expense premium. This year, you got to stand at the top of the podium and be celebrated as our number one agent, which is, you know, that's always good to, you know, be patted and appreciated by others for the hard work that we know you're putting in. And I guess I wanted, just over that 5 years and maybe this last year, to be the number one producer. What are some of the things you feel like have attributed to that success in with us, you know, in our business? What's it take?
It's perseverance. It's what you do when you're not motivated that determines your success or your failures. I'm not motivated every single day, but I know I'm on a mission, right? I know there's another mountaintop to climb. You know, I fought for the last 4 years to get that number one spot. And I will do whatever it takes to get it, right? And now that you reach it, it's all about the journey, not the destination. I know we talk about it all the time, but there's always another mountain to climb. You know, pat yourself on the back, get prepared for the next one, but it's constantly reaching out, you know, talking to the people who's been there before you. You guys are my mentor. Kevin Glasscock's my mentor, and I'm constantly asking questions. I'm reaching out to others who have done things that you wanted to do, and you're not going to gain that knowledge without reaching out to them. But perseverance is by far the biggest key to my success. And, you know, I don't have the privilege to do it 4 or 5 days a week like others do. But you have to be focused, and you have to learn how to separate your home and your work, right? And I teach this to a lot of the newer agents that have children. It all goes back to the reason why I left the first time, because I mixed the two, home and work. Because when I was at work, I was focused on home. And when I was at home, I was focusing on work. And you can't juggle the two, right? So I learned how to separate them. So Monday morning when I get in my car, it's work. So I'm determined to put in as many hours as I can. Because what's the point? You leaving home, you leave your kids, you leaving your wife. What's the point of going to work if you're not working? So you have to persevere through all these challenges to be able to get what you want at the end.
Mm.
Great point. I mean, you know, I think about you talking about perseverance, and we left the Orca Life Conference, which we talked about a few episodes ago, Dreams to Destiny, and you left Nick being the number one agent. You received the most highest prestigious award, Mr. Orca Life. And then the very next day you committed, you're climbing another mountain. You're right in the midst of it right now, committing to 75 hard. So talk about not really resting. I mean, you worked that entire year, received the award, and then the next day you're like, all right, what's my next mountain I'm going to climb?
Yeah, I didn't want to be content, right? I didn't want to, I told Kevin, like, when I first started, man, my biggest goal was to be number one and to be Mr. Orca. You know, I always tell him I want to follow in your big footsteps, right? Because he is this person, my mentor, and I want to chase him. And thankfully, Pat Holder, with all his energy, man, how are you consistent? How are you consistent with your health, with your team, with your business? He said, I tell you what, start 75 hard. Then I started making excuses. And then Saturday night, I said, all right, Pat, I commit this to you. I'm starting 75 hard on Monday. To challenge myself to be healthier, to be more focused, to grow more. And it's been more inconvenient than anything else, but now it became a habit. So yeah. No, I'm going to carry this with me even when this is over with. Man, you're more clear, you're more focused, you're dialed in. Honestly, I remember having calls with you guys on Monday mornings, and one of my biggest things was I wasn't obsessed with this business. And now I've been obsessed with it, but now even doing this, I'm even more obsessed.
What flips the switch on that? Like, what for you said, you know, I'm not doing what I should be doing, or I'm not overcommit. I'm not committed enough to this business. What happened there? You remember?
Perspective. I mean, it's all about your perspective. And I don't want to be knocking on doors the next 10, 15 years. I really don't. I enjoy what I do, but it's having the right, you know, gratitude. You know, I wake up every morning now happier. I'm thankful for my children, my wife, my friendship, my business partners. And that, realizing that, and it's something I've been practicing on every single morning for the past 2 years of what we have in front of us, because you're not going to find this anywhere else. I mean, I live a lifestyle that I could only dream of, and I do it in 3 days a week. So why not get deeper into this? Because there's always something else out there. Like, we're diving into the Medicare adventure, the nudity adventures. Like, it's exciting to me. So when you realize what you have, you don't take it for granted. And honestly, what the switch was for me is when I was having a bad, it was a Wednesday, didn't have a great Monday, didn't have a great Tuesday, but I'm driving down this long road in Missouri, but the sun's shining and birds are flying. Like, I don't want to sound corny or nothing, but it's when I had a sense of like peace, like, this is it. And I called Kevin, told him, man, I was like, I don't care what happened. I love what I do and I enjoy it. And that at that moment is when I finally became obsessed of what I'm doing. Mm.
That's so powerful, because if you think about, and I know me personally, especially out there knocking on doors, anytime you had a bad day, you would always revert. For me, it was like, all right, I'm going to revert back to that day I wrote 4 apps and however much premium, right? Because that feeling is a great feeling. You know that feeling. You're the number one agent. So visualizing yourself in those situations, that was something key. And I think growing up doing competitive dance, we always had to visualize ourselves on stage. And that's something that's carried through, because when we were the Curry group, and I would always visualize ourselves on stage accepting the number one award, because there's power in seeing yourself up there. So do you revert back to some of those bad days and or some of those great days and really kind of pull from that energy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your victories are what is the driving force of everything. I used to be terrified of pulling into a house to have five cars in the driveway. Now I get excited about it because you end up helping a family. It's all about your past wins. And I say this a lot to all our new agents. If you take a calendar, 365 days, and you put a red dot for every bad day, and you put a green dot for every good day, you barely see the red because the green takes over. And it's all about your perspective. What you focus on the most is what you'll receive, right? So always thinking about your past win, your past victories, they get you in the right mindset where it doesn't matter what happened in that last home. And it just forces you to go to the next with a better attitude.
Well, and it allows you to persevere, right? It allows you to continue to push through, especially like you said earlier, Nick, when you're not feeling like it, right? When you're having those challenging days. So let me ask you this. I know that you've been growing a business out in Missouri, leading agents, and that can be challenging in itself. We know that. So what has been different about leading others versus leading yourself?
You know, it's a lot more responsibility. It's no longer about you anymore, right? But that's what gets me excited is when I get to watch someone who is struggling in their previous life and you bring them here and you guide them and you're watching them be happy and do things that they always wanted to do. Like one of my agents, Emily Clemens, her son always wanted to go to an NBA basketball game, and she was able to do it last weekend. Went to Memphis and watched the Grizzlies played, and she had to spend the weekend down there. I was like, man, that made me so happy, more happier than I was for me doing that thing, those things. So just helping others succeed and get the things that they want drives me to do more and lead from the front. And that's why I'm not gonna stop this 75 hard, because I don't want them to see me quit. They see me persevere through it, and it helps them do the same.
And you have a few others that are doing 75 hard with you right now, correct? Within the team?
Right. Yes.
Yep. Thank God for that, right? Oh, man. It's never easy. That's for sure. It is never easy, man. And that's a part of your growth journey too, right? Like you said, never getting complacent, always striving to be better. What are a couple of things for you that have changed, like personally, characteristics, who you were when you started back with Orca and who you are today? What are a couple of the changes that we would see for somebody that knew Nick then versus who Nick is now?
Well, the old Nick would never do a podcast.
Good for you. Me neither, man. Me neither.
No, my biggest fear has always been public speaking, right? And yeah, I mispronounce my words all the time, and I used to let that fear sink in, and the new Nick now don't care. I know I have value, which I never thought before. I know I can help guide you, because whatever that anyone else is going through, I've been through myself personally, so I can help guide you through those. And honestly, I became a better father, a better husband, a better friend. I actually learned to listen, and that think what I want to say before while you're speaking. A lot of growth when it comes to that, especially with just, you know, taking everything in and just, you know, be proud of yourself. I'm happy for what I accomplished, but I know there's always more. And honestly, before, I just thought there was nothing else. I thought I was going to be a dude just worked at a factory his whole life. So I'm reading books now. I never thought I'd do that, which is surprising. I'm just growing in general. I'm trying to think of some other things, but.
So let me ask you that, because I'm the guy too. Same guy, right? Didn't do very well in school and didn't like to read. That was definitely not my deal. But now being in the business and thankfully for some mentorship, a long time ago now, 11 plus years, what do you gain from investing your time with that, with reading, right?
You know, a lot of knowledge, but I'm gaining information that I never thought I could find. Right now I'm reading Extreme Ownership. And when it comes to leading individuals, it starts with you, right? If they're not doing the things you want them to do, then you have to look at how are you communicating with them. Do they know the mission? Do they know the steps to take? Are you giving them step one and not step 10? So it's just like leadership for dummies. For me, it's like you have to start with step one, then we go move to step two. So it's really helping me become a better leader. And that's probably the biggest.
Yeah. And what I've always said, Nick, man, is it's like I'm able to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm in the middle of coaching a 10U based travel baseball team, and you know, practice don't always go the way you want it to. And you got 9 guys standing in line while one guy's rolling through a drill, and they're wanting to sit there as you pick apart the guy that's up on stage running through his drill, and he's not doing everything exactly the right way. And then the guy behind him gets up there and does the same thing. And you as a coach have to say over and over and over again, the same lesson. And I'm like, guys, do you all want to learn from the people that are out there doing it right now so we don't have to continue to go through the same lesson over again? And these 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, they just don't get it, man. They just don't get it. But it's the same thing, right? Like, people have been where you want to go. Attach yourself or set your sights on somebody and dive into it. It's been a game changer for me. And that's really why we do what we do. You know, if you really do want to learn and want to grow, this is an avenue for you to learn from some of the best in the business. You know, some of the best and the top producing successful people in our industry. And that's what it's all about. Like you said about Kevin, I'm chasing you, man. I'm following your footsteps. You've laid the groundwork for me. All I got to do is pick them up.
Well, and I love what Nick said as far as him reading Extreme Ownership, which is it's a fantastic book. If our listeners haven't read it or listened to it, because you're talking about, hey, how can I help lead this person on day one? Because we all have the tendency of, hey, you know, you can't compare my chapter 20 to your chapter one. Right. You've been here for over 5 years, exceeded exceptionally well through hard work, grit. And hey, I've got to lead you day by day, not, you know, 5 years down the road. So I think that's a important message for people to hear. Like, hey, how do I break this down so they can really understand what does day one look like versus year 5? So.
Yeah, right. And that's one of the main goals. For the new training guide that we created was to keep it simple. You know, we have the days broken up, because I can sit here and teach you our whole entire process in 1 week, but you're going to be overwhelmed, right? So let's take it day by day. Let's focus on this, then we'll focus on that.
Yeah, and Nick, you did a great job this year, man, taking ownership, right? Taking ownership, and maybe it's some of the stuff you're reading of the business. And you said, hey, there are some things that we're missing out on that could really help all of us as a team.
My computer just went completely blank. I thought I may have been unplugged or something. Excuse me. But again, the Mr. Orca, right? So let me context or Mr. Orca for us. We've had maybe 7 Mr. or Mrs. Orcas, Lindsay being the inaugural Mrs. Orca. That is our MVP award, the most valuable player in our business, on our team. Nick, you were that MVP this year. 100% know that. I'm close enough to you. I know what you've done. But when you reflect back on last year, why was it this year? Like, you said you wanted that. You said you came here chasing that. What was going on throughout this year that showed everybody else looking from the outside in that this man's earned that most MVP?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to get Mr. Orca this year. I wasn't chasing that. What really helped, I believe, is when I had a few agents at the time, and how do I get through to them, right? How can I help you do what I'm doing in your own way? And actually, Mr. Orca started the prior year of me getting the knowledge from all the other people and making it one process from everybody. And I applied it the day to day, and I found it out. Okay, this works. Keeping things simple, not over explaining things. So I wanted to put it on paper. Right. So we put it on paper and couldn't believe how it worked. Right. Josh Wilfong is a prime example. The first person we hired to apply this new training guide, in his very first week on his own, he wrote 700 MP.
Home.
And he literally just took the training guide and read it verbatim when he was in those homes. All right. So let's make it better. But with the help of Alex Glasscock, Trey Simmons, Kevin, we finally have it now. We fine-tune it where we have a nice little folder, just wanting others to succeed same way we have. And yeah, I wanted my own numbers to show. You know, I have my own problems at home. I know I can go out here and sell insurance. But I always think back to what David said, been saying for years. If you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go with others. So we want to walk alongside all of these people, all working. So that was just an idea that came to life, and just always caring about others than yourself. And that's, I love traveling with Seth Wallace and his team. You know, I feel like that's my second home. Right. And just talking to other agents inside of Orca, like, let me help you. Like, I know what I'm doing and I can help you too. Just caring about the whole entire organization.
Well, clearly, and I've had the privilege of riding with Nick back in, what was it, 2017, 2018. And so the training guide has come light years ahead from back when we were like, hey, just say this and hey, just say that, right? For objections or door, or bank info, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think that's part of Orca's mission is to have a progressive business, because if you're not progressing, either that be with technology or really embracing the people like yourself, Nick, and the team that we're surrounded with, and you're not continuing to scale, then, you know, going back to Brendan Slocum, you're essentially dying in business. And so we constantly have to be evolving and continuing to pivot when they need to pivot. So
yeah, if you ain't growing, you're dying, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll give a little shout out to Brendan from the conference. He did a great job putting a perspective on that. And he called it the slow death. He called it the slow. He said people die a slow death in our business. And you know what it really just boils down to is it the decisions that they make, the decisions that they're making. And bottom line is there are decisions that are going to foster success, and there are decisions that are going to stifle your growth. right? And it was just a great perspective, I thought, of bringing you back to what decision am I making, right? And Nick, you started making that decision, like you said, to really, really get outside of, and it was a long journey. It was a long journey of like learning and listening and working hard to better something, but you were bettering something from everybody's processes, you know. And what's Nick's talking about is he came in and really revamped our sales process, which has been, you know, 25 years built strong, right? There's been a lot of revamping over the years of what that process looks like. And there's been a lot of morphing that process to the individual and naturalizing it to some of our best. And they do that on their own through the years of them out there knocking and doing what we do. And it was time for us as a whole, as a unit, to unify again and say, you know what? We're doing it like this. We're doing it like this. We used to do it like this. Let's unify and bring this back together. And Nick was the propeller for that, you know? So I'm glad you shed light on that. It was a long process for you to earn that award, you know, and it really comes from getting outside of yourself and doing something for a greater good. And
well, you have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone to grow, right? Because that fear of growth will create you or destroy you. You know, and that's what Slocum talked about, is that slow death. Because on the other side of fear is that person you want to become.
Uh-huh.
So you asked me earlier, you know, what did you learn from all this? Is actually I like fear. I want to face fear head on. Because when you overcome that fear, everything you look at now becomes an opportunity.
So true.
You're a better man than me.
Fear can be scary, but if you feed your faith, it's right there. So let me ask you this, Nick. So kind of going back to the quote, When you started in this business, you may have felt less qualified, right? In quotes, less qualified. So do you still feel that perception of the quote? Like, or do you still feel that way sometimes? And what does that really mean to you today?
I never felt less qualified. Like I said earlier, I was living in my fear, the fear of breaking through that shell. You know, I spent a lot of my life too saying, why has this happened to me? Why am I going through this? Playing that victim role. Over the years, I also realized that, why not me? Why can't I be the one in my family that changes things? You know, I think I was made for this. I was made to deal with this hardship so my children don't have to. I was made to stand alongside Kevin so our new team don't have to go through this stuff that we went through. But it's all self-belief. It's all confidence. And when you overcome that fear, you believe in yourself, which creates that confidence where you know you can handle anything. You know, you're going to reach new levels. You're also going to have new demons that you have to overcome. But if you think about it, when you overcome those problems, the ones you had 3 years ago are tiny. Why did I worry about that? Because honestly, 90% of things we worry about anyway are not real.
You were made to do hard things. And I love that. That was a profound statement. And it's so true. You're made to do hard things now so you can do harder things later. So, Nick, thank you so much for pouring into our listeners today. I really appreciate your time here and so excited for you for the number one and Mr. Orca Life of 2024, Nick Davis. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today. And thank you to all of our Hype listeners. And we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.